We continue with Mishnah Berurah, Amud Yomi Hilchos Shabbos, Minshin Yud Ches Sif Hei. Says the Mechaber, Yesh Misha Omer, there is an opinion, the Davar Shenefa O Nitzle, an item which was baked or roasted, in Bishlo Achar Kach B'mashke, if you cooked it afterwards, in a liquid, Yesh Ro Mishum Bishl, that is prohibited as cooking on Shabbos. Meaning, while we stated that Ein bishel, achar bishel, that it is permissible to cook a dry item even once it has been cooked already, that is only true for cooking after cooking. However, if something was only baked or roasted, then cooking it afterwards would be prohibited. V'asr litein pas, afiu b'kli sheni shehayad so lettuce bo. Another din says the Mechaber, it is prohibited to place bread even in a kli sheni as long as the water in the kli sheni is enough to cook it, meaning the hand would be burned by touching that, which varies the degree depending upon the posuk. So if one boiled water in a pot and then they take the water from that pot and put it into another pot or a cup, that cup is a kli sheni. It is now a second utensil which is holding the water, and says the Mechaber, you are not allowed to put bread in that kli sheni. V'yesh matirin b'kli sheni. And there are some who argue with this and say that one is allowed to put bread into a kli sheni. V'yesh makilin afil b'kli rishon. The Rama says there are some who even allow you to put bread into a kli rishon after water has been boiled in that item, that pot. V'nagu lizar l'chatchila shelo litein pas afiru b'kli sheni kol zman shayatzel lettuce bo. And the minhag is, says the Rama, to be machmir, not to put bread even into a kli sheni as long as that water remains at the temperature which it would cook that bread. So we really have three opinions in the Mechaber and the Rama. There is an opinion which says that you cannot place bread in a kli rishon or a kli sheni, an opinion which says you can only place bread into a kli sheni but not a kli rishon, and an opinion which says that you can place bread into a kli rishon or a kli sheni. The one that says that you cannot put it into either a kli rishon or a kli sheni is because they hold that yesh afia achar bishel, which means yesh bishel achar afia, which means you cannot cook something after it has been baked, so you can't place it into a kli rishon, and you can't place it into a kli sheni either, because this opinion holds that a kli sheni does cook even bread. This is because when the Gemara discusses certain items can be cooked in a kli sheni, it does not say which items can and which items can't. It says in Mishnah Berurah, since we're not sure which items can and which items can't, we will be machmir to assume that bread is one of those items which is cooked in a kli sheni, and therefore this opinion holds one would not be able to put bread into a kli sheni after it has been baked. This would not be limited to bread, but rather, says the Mishnah Berurah, it would apply to all things which we are choshesh might be able to be cooked in a kli sheni. The opinion which says that one can put it into a kli sheni but not a kli rishon agrees that yesh bishel achar afia, which means you are not allowed to cook, to put something, to cook it after it has been baked. However, they hold that this only applies to a kli rishon, not a kli sheni, because a kli sheni ain't a mevashel at all. This opinion would hold that a kli sheni does not cook any of these items, and therefore would not cook a bread either, and we would not mean to be choshesh that this item is being cooked in the kli sheni. The opinion that holds that one can place bread even in a kli rishon does not hold of this rule of yesh bishel achar afia, would say that once it has been baked, we do not need to be concerned for cooking, just like we do not need to be concerned for cooking after cooking. So says the Rama, the minhag is to be choshesh for both a kli rishon and a kli sheni. This has tremendous ramifications if one wants to put challah in their soup. If the soup is as hot as it should be when you want to eat soup and it remains yatzo lettuce bo, according to this opinion, you would not be able to put challah into the soup, because yesh bishal achar afia. The only kula that we might be able to come up with would be the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Prima Gadim, who says a kli shlishi you can be makil, that if it now goes into a third bowl, into a bowl which would be a third item, so then you would be allowed to put bread into that. Either we would not be choshesh for yesh bishal achar afia, or we would say that even though something can be cooked in a kli sheni, it cannot be cooked in a kli shlishi. And a combination of these two kulas, of Ein Bishal Achar Afia and Kli Shlishi Ein Mevashel, would allow us to put challah into our soup. The Chazon Ish explains this heter as, since the whole idea not to place challah into a kli sheni is a chumrah, because we're not sure what is kalei abishal, what can be cooked in a kli sheni and what cannot be, we will not be machmir in the case of a kli shlishi. However, this would also have ramifications when it comes to the cooking of tea. Are you allowed to make tea in a kli shlishi, or does it have the same din as a kli sheni? So Rav Moshe Feinstein, who was mekel on the kli shlishi, would seem to equate the two, while others might differentiate and say we are only mekel over here because it's bread, where we also have the kula of ein b'shalach harafia. However, when it comes to tea, where it has not been baked yet or cooked, we would say that you are not allowed to make tea even in a kli shlishi. Some might point this out from the Mishnah Berurah, because while over here the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Prima Gadim as saying you can put bread into a kli shlishi, when we learned about tea yesterday, he did not mention the kula of the Prima Gadim of kli shlishi regarding tea. So maybe the Mishnah Berurah himself differentiates between bread and tea when it comes to a kli shlishi. Two other important chumras that the Mishnah Berurah mentions are one din of a davar gush, that if you have a hot, solid item, that could cook something which you place on it. So therefore, the discussion would follow regarding a piece of kugel. If you have a hot piece of kugel and you place ketchup on it, or you place a pickle on it, would that now cook the item which came on top of it? This is a machlokes, whether we apply this rule of davar gush being mevashel or not, that it would have a din of a kli reed. If Shlomo Zalman Orbach is mekel in the case of putting a pickle onto a piece of kugel, because you don't really want the pickle to be cooked, and it actually harms the pickle. It makes it taste worse by having it cooked. While Rav Elyashiv and Rav Uzner say that one should be careful not to place the pickle on top of the kugel. Since this is only a chumra, whenever we have another tzad lahakel, we can be mekel. A final chumra mentioned by the Mishnah Berurah is that of the Chayei Adam, who says that even though there's a disagreement regarding what can be cooked in a kli sheni and what cannot, if the water is at the temperature of Yad Nichves Bo, where the hand would get burned from it, then everyone agrees, says the Chayei Adam, that a kli sheni is mevashel. This too is obviously not agreed upon by everyone. It is a chumra. And Rav Elyashiv says, we can be machmir for this chumra of the Chayei Adam in a situation where it is possible to. Well, Rav Moshe says that the minhag olam is to be mekel, and the Chayei Adam would probably be mekel himself, says the Mishnah Berurah, in a case of a kli shlishi. Says that Rav Moshe Feinstein, even the Chayei Adam would be mekel in the case of a kli shlishi, where the water hits the temperature of Yad Nichves Bo, even he would be mekel.